We begin the current daf Masechta Tainis, daf Lamed Alef, the last daf in this Masechta, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and then explaining that our Mishnah said that there were no greater Yom Tovim than Yom Kippurim and Tubav. So Yom Kippurim, we understand, it's when we got to Luchos Shnius. It's also when there was Slicha and Mechila for the Jewish people, and that's why every year Yom Kippur is a great Yom Tov. But what was so great about Tubav? So the Gemara gave six explanations, so far four on the previous daf. And the Gemara brings two more explanations on this daf. We begin on the top line of the Amid, where the Gemara says Rav Masna Amar, he says a fifth interpretation. It says, Yom Shenitnu Haruga Beitar, it was the day when those who were murdered in Beitar, where the Gemara explains in Masechtas Gittin and Perek HaNizakin regarding the mass murder of that city, Likfur, when they were allowed to be buried, which they weren't allowed to be buried, and then finally on Tubav, they were allowed to be buried. Vam Rav Masna, Eisa Yom Shenitnu Haruga Beitar Likfur, he said that that day, which again we explained is Tubav, that they allowed those who were killed in Beitar to be buried, Tiknu b'Yavna Teva Meitar. So then the sages who were in Yavna at the time instituted the bracha that we know in benching, Birchas HaMazon, the fourth bracha of HaTov V'HaMeitiv. Why HaTov V'HaMeitiv? Because they were saying that HaTov, that Hashem is good, Shlo Hisrichu, that the corpses did not decompose, although they were out there for a long, long time. V'HaMeitiv, and that it does good, Ishanitnu Likvura, that they were allowed to be buried. So those are the two components of HaTov V'HaMeitiv. The sixth and final interpretation of why Tu B'Av is a Yom Tov, Rabbi Yosef ben Amar Tavai, they both say, it's Yom Shepaskum Lichris Etim L'Maracha. It was the day that they stopped chopping wood for the pyre that was on the Mizbeach, because at that point on, the wood starts getting moist. And that is, as we learn, Tanya, we learn the Braisa, that Rabbi Lezah God Lo'imer, he says, Mechamisha Asaba Be'ilach, from the 15th of Av and onward, Toshash Kechet Shalchama, then the power, the strength of the sun starts waning, starts getting weaker. And therefore they wouldn't chop wood anymore for the pyre, because they're not dry. Now the problem about the wood not being dry is because then we're concerned about it becoming wormy. And the problem is wood that's wormy is actually invalid for the maracha, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Midos, and that's why that when it started getting a little bit of moisture in it, which was from Tuba Avanan, they would stop chopping wood, and that is when it became a great Yom Tov. As the Gemara illustrates, why is that a Yom Tov? I'm Rabbi Menashe. Says Rukarli, they called this day Yom Tavar Magal, the day when they would break the blade of the axe, which is then the one who would be chopping the wood, would stop chopping the wood. Now, because of that, the great Yom Tov that it is because Mikam Ve'Elach, from here and on, from Tu B'Av onward, to Maisiv, someone that starts increasing his nights on his days to learn in Torah, then Yosef, then they will increase life onto his days. Delay Maisiv, and someone that does not increase his learning of Torah by nighttime, then Yosef, then he will be gathered in. Which the Gemara asks, my Yosef, what does it mean he'll be gathered in? Rav Yosef, take Breime, his mother will bury him. In other words, he will die before his time. And that was the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av, and then there was more time for learning because they would stop chopping the wood, and then the night started getting longer. And again, there was more time for people to have the Chachmas HaTorah B'Laila by the nighttime. Now the Gemara concludes by discussing, which our Mishnah told us, that on Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim, which were these great Yom Tovim, Shebehen B'nei Yerushalayim Chulu, that then the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out into the fields and they would dance and they would say to the Bachrim that were still single, come look and pick out a beautiful girl for marriage. Now Tarabim, we learned the Braisa that elaborates on this process before they went out to the fields, that we said that they would borrow from each other their clothing. So it says, Abbas Melech, a princess, daughter of a king, although she has something to wear, still she'alas, she would borrow, not to embarrass the girls that didn't have their own things that they had to borrow. But she would borrow mibas kohen gadol, a little bit lower down on the hierarchy, which the daughter of a kohen gadol is closer to the royalty, and so too further down, bas kohen gadol mibas skan, the daughter of the kohen gadol would borrow from the daughter of the skan, who he was second to the kohen gadol, a very chashuv kohen, and he was placed in that position that if on Yom Kippurim there would be an invalidating factor that would happen to the kohen gadol Yom Kippurim, that then he would serve in his place. He was called the skan, the nubas skan, nubas kohen mibas mishloach mochama. Then the daughter of the skan, she went a little bit lower and she borrowed from the one that was anointed for the war. And he was a distinct kohen that would make the announcements in the war that Miho Ish Hayor V'Rachalevav, who is afraid, should go home. Someone that still has to, in Shana V'Shana, should go home. Ubas Meshach Muhammad, Mibas Kohen Hedid. And then the daughter of the one that was anointed for the war would borrow from a kohen Hedid. All the Jewish people would borrow one from the other. Not to embarrass the girl that doesn't have her own to go and wear in, out in the field, and therefore everyone would borrow, so everyone would take and no one felt embarrassed. Now the Mishnah also told us that kolakelim tuin and tefillah, that all their clothing that they borrowed from the other girls would have to be immersed in the mikveh first. Now that Rabbi Elazar qualifies, he says, this is even if it's folded and it was placed in the drawer, in the box, it still has to be immersed in the mikveh, because we don't want to embarrass the other girls that they were tamei nida, and therefore their garments became tamei, and then the girl who borrowed it from her had to go out and immerse in the mikveh, and then she's going to be embarrassed because they're going to know that she's a nida. So everybody goes and takes their garments, even if it's clear it has never been worn in the longest time and it's not tamei. However, still you have to go ahead and immerse it in the mikveh. Now the Mishnah told us that Bnei Yisrael yetzis v'chaylis b'kram. When they went out, they would dance in the vineyards. So Tanu learned the Braisa, Mishen le'isha nifna l'sham. Whichever boy didn't have a wife would go out to the fields. Now, miyuchasis shebehen hoyoimris, the more that had the lineage, that they would tell Bachar v'chulu, look at me, boy, and pick out a girl that has a beautiful family. Now, Tarabam learned the Braisa, actually, that there were three different types of girls and different categories that would say different things to entice the boys to marry them. Yefeifiyeh shebehen mahoyoimris. What did the beautiful girl say? Tunuei nechem liyefi. Place your eyes to the beauty. Shein neisha liyefi, because a woman, a wife, is just for beauty, and therefore pick out us that we're the most beautiful. Mechasa shebehen mahiyah armis. What did the ones that had the most respected lineage say? Tunuei nechem lemishpacha. Look at the family. Lefi shein neisha elabanim, because the wife is just for the kids, and that is if your children are. Have yichus, then everyone's going to grab them to try to marry them, whether they're male or female. And therefore, look at the family, the yichus that I come from. What are the homely ones, the women that didn't have either one of them, what did they say? They say, take your purchase, in other words, marry for the sake of heaven. As long as, however, that you then decorate us with gold, in other words, after that we get married, that you give us jewelry. And this is just that they just were telling them that although they're saying that, yes, we're not beautiful, and yes, we don't have yichas. However, that's not the purpose of marriage. The purpose of marriage is l'shem shemayim, and therefore, even though we're not beautiful, marry us. However, once we get married, then you should give us beautiful clothing and jewelry. A related halacha to the term of machayil that we were talking about, that we said they would go out and dance in the machayil, sama ula bira amr b'lazim. Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu lasis machal atzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will in the future make a machal, which means to say that a circle around, which is like the term of machal akarim, which is a circle around. So the tzadikim will be around, and he will sit in the middle of them in the Garden of Eden. And every single person will point with his finger, and he's going to say, as the Gemara will quote the pasuk in Yeshaya, that this is Hashem that we hope for, and that He saved us. This is Hashem that we hope for, and we will rejoice and be happy with His salvation. Shnomek says the pasuk in Yeshaya. V'hama b'yemahu, they will say on that day, Hinei Elokeinu, that this is our God. Kivinu loy b'yishyenu, we hoped for Him and He saved us. Ze Hashem kivinu loy, this Hashem that we hoped for. Negila v'nismacha b'shuasai, they rejoice and we're happy with His salvation. And there are interpretations in this Gemara that say that although there's many different factions, many different types of Jews, with almost seemingly diametrically opposing viewpoints, that's the idea of the Machayil, that no matter where you are on the circle, the middle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can be on opposite sides and pointing in opposite directions, but everybody's pointing to the same spot, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the middle. Hanulach B'Shleish HaPrakim, we shall return to you, the fourth paragraph of Masechtas Tainis, paragraph B'Shleish HaPrakim, B'Slikala Masechtas Tainis, we have concluded, Baruch Hashem, Masechtas Tainis.